This is your gateway to the latest trends in the Gulf, bringing you exclusive insights and thought-provoking discussions. Welcome to AB Majlis, an Arabian business podcast. You can find our weekly episodes on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And for more exclusive content, subscribe to us on arabianbusiness.com. Welcome back to another episode of the AB Majlis podcast. I'm Tala Michelle Aissa, Chief Reporter at Arabian Business. Here with me today is the Group Chief of Internal Audit at Mashreq, Hassan Ali. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. So audit, internal audit is something we haven't discussed on the show before. Mm-hmm. So I have a lot of questions for you today. So you joined Mashreq at a time when internal audit is being redefined across the financial sector. Obviously, trust in the digital age is becoming more and more important as digital transformation advances across industries. So how do you see its role evolving in the bank at the moment?
Evolution is the nature of everything in life, right? And audit is no exception. And I think it's important to set the context to understand the evolution that internal audit has gone into in recent years. Especially around how it has impacted the organizations and helped the organization grow, evolve, and remain protected. Mm-hmm. So internal audit has gone through a journey of evolution, I would call it. And over the years, the approach and the focus of internal audit has continued to shift. In recent years, we've seen a significant shift. I'm not going to bore you with a lot of details about this journey, but one significant shift that happened in internal audit across different industries and across different sectors, including banking as well, is the shift into intelligent risk-focused auditing, away from the traditional checklist inspection kind of an approach, which is mainly focused at confirming that everyone is following the rules and following the policies. So this shift that happened has enabled, empowered, and gave internal audit the freedom to contribute into the decision-making process of the organization by not only looking at whether the strategies and policies are actually implemented, but also assessing and testing the design of these strategies and the design of these policies to make sure that they are fit for purpose and that they are actually designed to deliver the strategic objective of the organization and the growth agenda of the organization.
Mm-hmm. If you could pinpoint when this shift happened, when would you say that it happened?
Now, this shift has been happening over years. It happened in our lifetime. But it's not very recent. But the progression of this across different industries and across different organizations is not equal. So it depended a lot on the maturity of the industry or the sector as a whole, the maturity of the organization, the culture within the organization. Mind you, if I look at the across industries, I would say that the banking industry is probably leading in terms of this transformation because of it is heavily regulated, right? And when regulators are involved, they kind of push forward and stress and guide the organization to drive better controls. Mm-hmm. So that was an extrinsic factor. But also internally within the organization, that also depended on the maturity of the organization. So the change happened in our lifetime, but internal audits across different sectors are still catching up to this. So we can still see an organization where there is still the reliance on checklist inspection rather than auditing. So mm-hmm. that can happen, but within the banking industry, I can see that we have progressed quite significantly in this mm-hmm. front.
Definitely. Like you said, where there's regulation, there's innovation. And
absolutely.
There's regulators, I guess, keeping more of a closer eye on things, right?
And there is the internal drive within the organization that is coming from the board and then cascaded to the management. And that governance culture and culture of excellence in governance and, you know, risk management. You know, that it drives the organizations mm-hmm. forward.
Yeah, there are several factors for sure.
Absolutely.
But, you know, how do you balance these traditional responsibilities of compliance that typically come with internal audit, you know, with being a strategic partner to management?
Now, just to speak specifically about internal audit in Mashreq, because I think I didn't answer the first question.
Sure.
So specifically in Mashreq, as you know, Mashreq has been going through a major transformation, digital transformation mm-hmm. Journey. And this has significantly changed the operating model of the organization, the risk profile of the organization, how the bank delivers products and services to customers. And when I joined Mashreq a little over 2 years ago, what I saw was that, and this was known to me since I've been in the industry for quite some time, that the internal audit function within Mashreq was very, very well recognized as an effective and value-adding function, which, to be honest and to be frank, made my mission a bit more challenging because the bar was already high. So how do you make something that is already outstanding into something even better? And the focus has been, ever since I joined, was on actually aligning the internal audit function as a whole and the audit approach and methodology and the operating model of internal audit, align it with this evolution that has happened at Mashreq. Because once the risk profile of the bank changes, you know, internal audit should actively actually align its priorities with the priorities of the bank, the changes in the risk landscape of the bank, because the focus of internal audit has to come towards the risks that the bank is facing.
Mm-hmm.
So we have gone through this journey over 2 years in terms of fully aligning ourselves with where the bank is at right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I would say we've been successful in doing this because of the partnership we've been able to forge with our counterparts and, you know, our business colleagues within the organizations who are leading this transformation within the bank. So our approach was to create an environment of transparency and trust with all the stakeholders and build an understanding, a common understanding, that internal audit is here to work with you to protect the organization and to help the organization grow further.
Mm-hmm. To those people who say internal audit is going to be completely replaced by AI, what would you say to them?
Well, look, I think the methodologies and the procedures that are currently being implemented by internal audit are going to become obsolete very soon, mainly because of AI. And I think it should be the priority of any leader with an internal audit, and even internal auditors themselves, to push forward in terms of adopting AI. Because the way I see it is that the technology is already here. It's just a matter of implementing this technology. So I would agree that the approach, the tools that are currently being used by internal audit are going to become obsolete very soon, actually. And mm-hmm. This is part of our agenda. So one of the things we did at Mashreq in terms of transforming internal audit, and I mean, imagine and think about it as a rocket that you want to launch to space, right? I mean, your target is to go to outer space. The first thing you would want to do is you would want to move that rocket to the launch pad, right, before you launch it into outer space. And this is what we've been doing in Mashreq right now over the last 2 years. So we've been moving towards the launch pad. So we've been building our capabilities to reach there, so we can launch into the next phase. So what we've done over these 2 years is just it's part of this journey to reach there, because in order for you to actually start adopting AI and advanced technologies, you have to be in a position of strength to begin with. And that position of strength has to be aligned with where the organization it is at right now.
Of course. Right?
And then it is a continuous progression from there. So this transformation doesn't stop. Mashraq, like I said, has been on this digital transformation journey for the past few years. And this transformation is not stopping. Mm-hmm. And even as we speak now, as we speak today, this progression is continuing. And it is all driven by this real and deep obsession with customer experience mm-hmm. and customer convenience. And that's why when you see the all the business teams and the technology teams, while they're building all these digital journeys for the customers to empower customers and give them financial freedom, there is still a continuous approach of improving these journeys. So mm-hmm. the goalpost keeps on moving at Mashraq. And with that movement, audit cannot stay behind. Audit has to be continuously moving along with the bank. Otherwise, you know, while everyone is moving and racing towards the future, audit is going to be left behind in the past.
True. And yeah. you need it to be efficient, right?
It's absolutely
the backbone of
our
bank.
Approach is to be proactive and agile and directly engaged with our counterparts. Mm-hmm. Because the old or traditional approach of multi-year audit cycles, like you said, or like agreed, it's going to become obsolete very soon. And mm-hmm. I believe it is already too late, actually, because the technology has been around for a number of years. And I spent the last 2 years in this role doing two things. The first thing was to actually move the audit function into that position of strength. And I've kept an eye on the future, if you wish, right? So I've been engaged in conversations. I've been speaking to multiple leaders within the profession, different, technology leaders as well, who are involved in advanced technologies and AI. And what I've seen so far is that while there is a lot of attention towards different services that are being provided to customers, different processes and different systems within the bank, I don't see a similar focus going towards internal audit. Mm-hmm. And I think it is unfortunate, but it is also natural, I would say, because historically audit has been kind of left behind everyone. So audit, we've been always trying to play catch up with everyone in the organization, right?
Mm-hmm. And this is aside from banking as well, right?
Globally, across any industry. Mm-hmm. And this is part of the misconceptions that have been created in the past around internal audit. Mm-hmm. As audit professionals, I think it is our role, it's our duty to challenge these misconceptions and, transform the audit function. And we do this through building the right culture and, continuous engagement with our stakeholders. Mm-hmm. But like I was saying, I don't see the attention coming to audit in terms of AI, although the technology is there. So part of what we've been doing in Mashraq, we've been experimenting and we've been researching with this. We've been looking at different use cases. We've experimented with some use cases to see whether it is doable or not.
Yeah.
Because at this point in time, and what I see in the, at least on the audit side, we are at the stage of what I call a confusion stage. So everyone is confused. So everyone is talking about AI, but it's not clear how we're going to utilize AI. And mind you, the first time I heard about AI in an internal audit context was around 10 years ago in a global audit conference. And in these conferences, presenters come and there is quite a famous slide that they usually present, which is around threats to internal audit. Mm-hmm. And 10 years ago, I mean, a presenter came and showed his the threats to internal audit, and one of those threats was artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. Now, 10 years ago, nobody was clear what artificial intelligence was, and I mean, me being an 80s kid, I could only associate it with
robots,
with nuclear Armageddon, and Skynet, and Terminator. Right? It was not very clear, so it was just a word in a slide. It didn't mean anything to us. But today, with what we've seen with AI and ChatGPT and Gemini and DeepSeek and all these solutions are being delivered.
Right? True.
We have seen the impact. In fact, I mean, part of our strategy at Mashraq is that we have already deployed a secure and responsible GenAI tools to at the tips of all our internal auditors. So all of them have access to it. All of them use it on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have seen significant improvement in terms of the efficiencies of our work and the impact of our work. So this is just the beginning, but we're moving into the next stage now, which is building our own in-house AI solution or AI engine, which we aim to connect with all the systems within the organization. So this engine is going to ingest all the data from these systems, and then through AI, run specific, you know, risk analysis and, you know, the what we call the obsolete risk procedures. Mm-hmm. You know, implement similar procedures but through AI. So, you know, the audit process becomes, if not real time, then near real time. Mm-hmm. So this is part of the revolution that I see coming in internal audit, because the periodic approach of assurance that we provide right now is becoming outdated. We can see technology moving very fast. We can see the risk landscape evolving. And auditing a risk or an area within the bank once every 2 or 3 years is not adding the value it used to add. A few years ago.
Things are moving faster than that now.
Yeah, things are moving very fast. Even if you talk about the threat landscape, right, in terms of cybersecurity, I mean, AI has given us tools and enabled us to, you know, improve our processes, improve our customer convenience. Mm-hmm. But also, it's a threat to us because, you know, what they call bad actors use it in terms of orchestrating cyber attacks against organizations as well. Mm-hmm. So it's a double-edged sword. And with AI, the pace is accelerating very fast. So what used to take a few years in the past is just taking a couple of hours now.
Definitely. Right? If I had a dirham for every time someone said AI is a double-edged sword, I'd be super rich by now. No, because it is, right?
Yeah.
It is.
But I don't think we should be scared or afraid of what AI is bringing to us.
Definitely not. But in terms of ethics and effective governance and stuff like that, I mean, obviously internal audit, you know, trust is a very important thing. And I, at least in my opinion, anything to do with trust, money, banks, you still need that human intervention. But how do you ensure that these AI tools are going to be ethical in nature? Or they're going to give you the output that you basically need?
Absolutely. Look, as part of our work and as part of the our agenda is to look into AI, the entire AI life cycle, right? Because, I mean, like I said, the risk profile of the bank is changing, and adopting AI, I mean, it's an additional risk domain to the bank that we have to be very cognizant about.
Right? Yes, true.
And part of that is, you know, as part of the assessments and the risk assessments we perform, we actually look at the full life cycle of AI, from design to testing to implementation and then monitoring. And then we look at the transparency of the AI models, the explainability of the AI models, the output and how bias is being controlled. And it all links back to the data, actually, because the data quality and how the data is being handled, how the model is handling the data is quite important. So that is an element that we also, you know, we consider while we assess the overall effectiveness of the each AI model that we have in the bank.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But you know, of course, with like with any enterprise, when you introduce AI or when your employees start using AI, you need to maybe upskill some of them or teach them about the risks. There's a shift in demand and way of thinking and all that stuff. I mean, have you observed that in your own department at Mashriq?
Well, look, with every new technology, certain organization will have this race towards implementing this technology.
Yeah.
We've seen the same thing with blockchain. We've seen the same thing with cloud and moving into cloud. And some organizations are following the same approach with AI now. We have a different approach in Mashriq. We do have, an AI governance framework has been created around responsible AI. We do have a governance board that looks at every AI model, every use case that's going to be implemented. In terms of the financial impact, the ROI, and also the controls around it, and what kind of controls we're building around each AI model, mm-hmm. To ensure that, and above all, that customers are actually protected. Because ultimately, the model is going to ingest the customer information, right? And for us, it is a customer privacy is a priority above all. And then the next thing is how these models are being used by the specific teams or the larger population within the bank. And as part of that, Mashriq has actually has initiated an AI academy within the organization. And that's part of our overall AI agenda. Mm-hmm. So we've recently hired or appointed a global head of AI within our technology group. And, the learning and development team within the bank is working with technology and, instituting this AI academy within the bank. So every employee in the bank is actually trained and upskilled and is able to use and utilize these models and AI tools responsibly.
It's very important today, definitely.
Yeah.
So looking ahead, what will separate great audit functions from the rest?
The audit functions that stand out will be those that combine insight, agility, and strategic influence. They will move beyond reporting on what went wrong to advise on what could go right. So for me, the future of audit lies in foresight by using data, technology, and judgment to anticipate risk and opportunities. And the best teams will integrate digital transformation and behavioral risk into a single view of the organizational resilience. They will use analytics to shape decisions at the leadership table, and great audit functions will also be deeply connected to the culture of the organization and helping the organization live its values through every action. So in short, what will set audit apart is its ability to drive confidence, enable progress, and contribute to long-term resilient value creation.
Mm-hmm. And for the last question I wanted to ask you, what's your leadership philosophy today, would you say?
I would connect this with audit leadership. So strategic audit leadership, it means driving a progressive culture of trust that transforms assurance into predictive foresight, ensuring that audit continues to be agile and relevant to enable confident and value-driven decisions in the organization.
Awesome stuff. Thank you so much for your time, Hassan.
Thank you so much. It was great to be here.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode, and thank you to all our subscribers. Sign up to arabianbusiness.com for all exclusive content.